Hi, my name is Vaibhav Samant. I am a business leader with over two decades of experience in sales leadership, business transformation, and entrepreneurship. Over my career, I have worked across industries such as consumer goods, retail, telecom, and consulting, leading large-scale operations and transformation projects for both startups as well as corporates. Today, I lead a fast-scaling agri-tech venture by the name of Revasa Farms, that is building future-ready supply chain and sustainable ecosystems in India's fruits and vegetable sector. With this background in mind, let us begin our journey into rural dynamics. In this opening chapter, we will set the stage by understanding what agribusiness means, why it is vital, and how rural development is closely tied to the national progress. To understand this better, we must first look at the core characteristics of agribusiness itself. When we use the word agribusiness, we mean every step involved in taking a product from the soil to the supermarket shelf. It starts with inputs like seeds, fertilizers, machinery, and knowledge. Then comes farm production, where farmers grow crops or rare animals. After that, agro-processing takes place, where raw products are converted into something more useful, like tomatoes into ketchup or wheat into packaged flour. And finally, there is distribution, which includes transport, logistics, marketing, exports, and retail. Think of a tomato in Nasik. It does not simply move from the farm to your kitchen. First, the farmer must buy seeds, fertilizers, and water. This is the input stage. Then the tomato is harvested. That's the production stage. It is graded, transported, and some are processed into a puree or a ketchup. Finally, it reaches a supermarket where you and I buy it. That entire chain is agribusiness. Without it, the farmer cannot reach the consumer cannot access the farmer's product. Having understood what defines agribusiness, the next step is to understand what are the components of agribusiness. Agribusiness is best understood when we look at its four key components. The first is input supply. What do we mean by input supply? Seeds, fertilizers, pesticides, irrigation equipment, and farm machinery. Without good inputs, no farm can produce quality output. The second is farm production. That is the actual cultivation of crops and rearing of livestock, which form the base of the whole system. The third is agro-processing. This step converts raw crops into packaged or value-added products. For instance, sugarcane is converted into jaggery or milk is converted into cheese. Agro-processing not only extends the shelf life of food, but also adds value, allowing farmers to earn more. The fourth is distribution. This covers logistics, warehousing, marketing, exports, and finally retailing. Distribution ensures that the product reaches the consumers in good time and in good condition. Take Amul as an example. Farmers supply milk, that is production. Amul collects and processes into various products like butter, cheese, ice cream, that is processing. Then it is transported and sold in millions of retail outlets, that is distribution. All four components work together to create a successful agribusiness. Agribusiness is not driven only by a single person or a group. It is a network of stakeholders who each play an important role. At the foundation of this agribusiness are the farmers, both smallholders and 1 or 2 acres and large plantations. They provide the raw material. Then comes the manufacturers and the processors. These are companies that convert raw produce into consumable or industrial products. Nestle, ITC, and Patanjali are well-known examples. Next, we have the traders and the exporters who handle the marketing, sales, and international shipments. For example, traders export basmati rice to the Middle East, or mangoes are exported to the USA. Finally, there are retailers and service providers, supermarkets, local kirana shops, e-commerce platforms connect the product to the consumers. Here's a small story. A farmer in Ratnagiri grows Alfonso mangoes an exporter buys them, ships them to Dubai. A retailer there sells them at 10 times the Indian price to eager buyers. That journey involves farmers, traders, exporters, custom officials, airlines, and shopkeepers. This shows how agribusiness is interconnected. These features highlight why agribusiness is not just farming, but a structured, market-driven system. So why is agribusiness so vital for a country like India? The answer lies in food security, employment, and economic contribution. First, agribusiness ensures a reliable food supply. Without organized system of production, processing, and distribution, cities would face shortages and wastage. Second, agribusiness generates employment. Millions of people, from farm laborers to truck drivers to factory workers, depend on this sector for their livelihood. Third, agribusiness supports the economy. It contributes significantly to the GDP, boosts exports, and strengthens rural incomes. Take India's dairy industry as an example. India is the world's largest producer of milk, accounting to almost 23% of global output. This success is not just because we have many cows and buffaloes. It is because of an organized agribusiness system with village collection centers, chilling plants, cooperative dairy, transport systems, and urban retailers. Every morning, milk flows smoothly from villages to cities. Without such systems, India could never become self-sufficient in dairy products. This has happened due to technology. Technology has changed the face of agriculture and agribusiness in the last two decades. Precision farming uses GPSs, satellite imagery, and soil sensors to apply the right amount of water, fertilizer, or pesticide at the right time. This reduces cost and increases productivity. Mobile advisory services give farmers real-time guidance from weather forecast to mandi prices. With a simple phone, a farmer can now decide to sow, when to irrigate, where to sell. Then you have got mechanization, which has replaced labor-intensive practices with modern machines. You have got tractors, harvesters, even drone sprayers for now. Here's a real story. A cotton farmer in Vidarbha bought a soil moisture sensor costing less than a smartphone. The device showed exactly where irrigation was needed. Earlier, he overwatered his field, wasting both water and electricity. With the sensor, he reduced water use by 30%, cut power bills, and still improved his yield. One small piece of technology transformed his farm economics. In our company at Levasa Farms, we have applied technology in managing fruits and vegetables category for supermarkets. By using real-time sales and return data, we minimize wastage, ensure shelf-driven stock over the freshest produce. This shows how agritech is not limited only to drones and sensors in farms, but also applying data-driven decisions directly at the retail end of the supply chain. This is the promise of agritech: efficiency, sustainability, and higher incomes. Let's talk about the role of policy and finance in agribusiness. Policies and finance are like the backbone of agribusiness. Without supportive government rules and financial institutions, without government interventions, agriculture would remain unorganized and risky. Government plays a good role through policies such as minimum support price, MSP, which gives farmers a sense of security. Another important initiative is ENA, the Electronic National Agriculture Market. This online system integrates over 1,000 mandis across India, allowing farmers to compare prices across state and sell where they get the best deal. Finance is equally critical. Institutions like NABARD, regional rural banks, and cooperative banks provide credit to farmers for seeds, equipment, and working capital. Crop insurance schemes protect them from natural disasters like floods and droughts. Startups now have added a new dimension. There are companies like NinjaCard and Dihat connecting farmers directly with retailers, reducing dependence on middlemen. A farmer in Uttar Pradesh can now use e-Naam to check prices in Madhya Pradesh, choose the best mandi, even find a transport, which 10 years ago would have been unimaginable. Agribusiness doesn't just create food, it drives rural development. By connecting farmers to markets, it brings money, infrastructure, and opportunities into villages. Firstly, it creates entrepreneurship. Villagers can start small businesses like dairy units, poultry farms, or agri-processing workshops. Secondly, it provides economic diversification. Instead of relying only on growing one crop, rural people can now earn through processing, trading, or agritourism. Thirdly, it pushes infrastructure development. Roads, cold storage, collection centers are built to support agribusiness, and the entire community benefits. Finally, it leads to better farmer income by selling value-added products and reaching wider markets. Farmers earn more than they would from raw produce. And if, as an example, let's talk about Amul once again. It just did not process milk. It started with milk, but it transformed the entire villages in Gujarat, bringing prosperity, schools, and better living standards. Agribusiness can lift up a whole rural communities. A major shift has taken place in India over the years. We have moved from a subsistence farming where families grew just enough for themselves to market-driven agriculture, where farming is organized for profit and efficiency. This transition has four parts. The first is input integration. Farmers use quality seeds, fertilizers, and machinery from trusted suppliers. Second, production efficiency. Farmers adopt scientific methods to maximize yields. Third is value addition. Instead of selling raw produce, farmers now process it into better products, like turning milk into a paneer or tomatoes into a puree. Fourth, supply chain coordination. Cold storages, warehouses, logistics ensure smooth flow of goods. This means agriculture is no longer isolated. It is linked to business, technology, and consumers. It also means farming can finally become a sustainable livelihood, not just survival. Let's pause and summarize what we have seen so far. Agribusiness is not about growing crops. It covers everything from seeds to supermarkets. It is a comprehensive sector. The growth potential is huge because of new technology, better access to finance, and supportive government policies. And finally, agribusiness leads to rural transformation. It raises incomes, improves infrastructure, and builds entrepreneurship. The future is even more promising. With climate-smart farming, AI-driven supply chains, and stronger farmer organizations, India's agribusiness can feed not only the nation, but also global markets. The key is to balance productivity with sustainability. If we manage that balance, agribusiness will be one of the strongest drivers of national progress in the coming decades. Now let's turn to rural development. Why do we say rural development is vital for a country's progress? Because in India, the majority of the population still lives in its villages. Unless villages grow, the nation cannot grow. Rural development is about improving the economic well-being and living standards. It means better infrastructure, roads, storage, irrigation, and electricity. It means better education so that the rural youth can compete with their urban peers. It means healthcare facilities because health is as important as income. And it means job creation so people can earn livelihoods without migrating to cities. Agriculture is at the heart of this. Since most rural people depend on farming, any improvement in agriculture directly improves rural life. When agribusiness expands, rural development follows. In this sense, rural development is not just social welfare, it is an economic growth strategy for the entire nation. Even today, there is a big gap between urban and rural India. Rural areas face limited access to quality, education, poor healthcare, inadequate roads and electricity, widespread poverty, and fewer job opportunities. Most families depend on agriculture, which is risky and often poorly paid. Urban areas, on the other hand, have advanced infrastructure, diverse employment opportunities, and easy access to markets and services. This creates a visible divide. Bridging this divide requires massive investments and planning. Roads must connect to villages to towns, reliable electricity must reach every home, and digital connectivity must give rural youth access to online education and jobs. Rural healthcare needs to match at least the basic standards of urban facilities. The goal is not to make rural areas identical to cities, but to ensure rural citizens enjoy dignity, opportunity, and security in their own communities. The government has launched several initiatives that directly empower rural communities and strengthen agribusiness. One of the most important is MGNREGA, which guarantees 100 days of employment in rural areas. This provides income security and reduces poverty. Another is rural electrification, which ensures villages have reliable electricity with power and farmers can irrigate better. Small industries can function and quality of life improves. Road connectivity is another key area where villages are linked to markets, healthcare centers, and schools. Opportunities expand. And finally, you have got self-help groups, especially women's group, which play a powerful role. With microfinance support, women from collectives run small businesses from papad making to spice processing. In Latur, Maharashtra, a women's self-help group took a small loan of Rs. 50,000. They started producing turmeric powder and supplying it locally. Over time, the business grew. Today, they are selling the same turmeric powder in branding to retail chains. What started basically as a community effort turned into an enterprise, lifting incomes and confidence. You also know the example of Lijjat, which is also a women's group. This is how government schemes can change lives when communities take ownership. When rural development improves, infrastructure, agriculture becomes more productivity. With good roads, farmers can take their produce to the market quickly, reducing spoilage. With storage facilities, they can hold crops until they get better prices. Efficient irrigation systems allow timely watering and boosting yields. Better access to finance and technology also matters. Credit helps farmers buy better seeds or equipment. Information technology gives them real-time weather and price updates. Together, these factors reduce losses and improve efficiency. Let me give you an example. In Andhra Pradesh, farmers who gained access to cold storage facilities reduced post-harvest losses in tomatoes by almost 30%. At one point of time, farmers in Andhra Pradesh were supplying tomatoes to Maharashtra. Instead of selling at throwaway prices during pre-harvest, they stored and sold later when demand was higher. As a result, their incomes improved significantly. So rural development directly impacts agriculture productivity. It is just not about building roads or storages. It is actually about unlocking the full potential of farming. Bridging the gap between cities and villages is also equally important and requires clear strategies. The first is enhancing basic services. Rural people must have access to quality education, healthcare, and sanitation. Without this, development remains incomplete. The second is infrastructure development. Roads, electricity, and digital connectivity bring villages closer to towns, making them part of the larger economy. The third is economic diversification. Rural areas should not depend only on agriculture. Small industries, handicrafts, agri-processing, even rural tourism can provide new income sources. And finally, social inclusion. Marginalized groups, small farmers and women must have opportunities to participate in the growth process. Consider Kerala's model of rural literacy and healthcare. By focusing on education and basic services, Kerala has ensured that rural people enjoy standards closer to those in the cities. This shows that urban-rural gap can be reduced with the consistent investment and policy focus. Inclusive growth means that no farmer, however small, is left behind. And a growth story, agribusiness must be designed to include and support everyone, not just large players. This can happen through several measures. Farmer must have access to seeds, credit, and technology. Mechanization should be made affordable so efficiency improves even to small farmers. Market access should be widened. Farmer producer organizations and cooperatives can connect producers directly with the buyers. And financial support through microfinance and subsidies ensure that even the smallest farmer can invest and grow. Taking the example of milk cooperatives, even a farmer with two cows can sell milk to a local cooperative. The cooperative processes it, markets it, and ensures that the farmer gets a fair price on it. This model has empowered millions of small farmers in India. Inclusive growth is not charity. It is good economics. When every farmer participates, the whole system becomes stronger. Growth must not come at the cost of the environment. Sustainable resource management is essential for the future of agriculture. Water is the most critical resource. Efficient irrigation, such as drip and sprinkler systems, help conserve water in drought-prone areas. Soil health must be protected through crop rotation, organic inputs, and reducing chemical use. Waste management also matters. Composting, biofertilizers can replace harmful chemical runoff. Renewable energy is another area. Solar pumps, biogas units, and wind energy reduce the dependence on fossil fuels and lower cost for the farmers. In Sikkim, which is India's first fully organic state, it has banned chemical fertilizers and pesticides and has not only improved soil health but also created a brand image. Farmers now earn more by selling organic produce, and the state has boosted ecotourism as well. This proves sustainability can also be profitable. One of the biggest challenges in rural India is migration of people. Every year, millions of young people leave villages for cities looking for jobs. This creates pressure in the cities and empties villages of their youth. The solution lies in creating local employment. Developing agro-processing units, such as food processing plants, creates jobs in villages. Promoting rural enterprises in dairy, poultry, or fisheries provides alternative livelihoods. Skill development programs can train youth for a variety of rural jobs, from machine operators to agri-tech service providers. For example, in Bihar, a maize processing factory was established. It now currently employs more than 400 local youth who otherwise would have migrated to Delhi or Mumbai as daily wage workers. By staying in their villages, they earn steady incomes and contribute to the local economy. When rural areas provide viable livelihood, migration reduces. This makes families stronger and communities more stable. Rural development cannot be seen in isolation. It must align with the larger national growth agenda. If villages remain weak, the nation cannot be strong. There are four elements here which we are talking about. The first is inclusive policies. This means rural voices must be heard in national planning. Schemes should not be designed in Delhi, but shaped by the needs of farmers and rural citizens. The second is infrastructure investment. Without roads, warehouses, schools, hospitals, rural economies cannot flourish. Infrastructure is what unlocks economic potential. The third is sustainable practices. Growth must go hand in hand with ecological balance. Water, soil, forests must be preserved, or future generations will pay the price. And the last is monitoring and evaluation. Development programs must be measured, tracked, and improved continuously. When rural development is aligned with national goals, the result are stability, reduced inequality, and truly inclusive growth. The scope of rural business and agribusiness management is very wide. It goes beyond farming to include all aspects of business administration adapted to rural realities. This field covers agriculture production, rural marketing, agri-based industries, food processing, agri-finance, and entrepreneurship. It also involves managing supply chains, post-harvest processing, policy planning, and rural infrastructure. The challenges are complex. Farmer must deal with unpredictable weather, fluctuating markets, fragmented supply chain, and so on. Rural managers must work on solving these problems with a practical, sustainable solutions. Agribusiness managers design cold chain systems to reduce wastage, or they create farmer-producer companies that help small farmers access better markets. In short, rural and agribusiness management is all about integrating modern business thinking into rural economy so that productivity, profitability, and sustainability all improve together.